Good morning, happy Thursday, and welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Jared Moore, filling in for Harris Rubenstein, who will be back tomorrow. We've got headlines, we've got scores, but we start with another exhilarating night in the NBA playoffs. Joel Embiid hit a three-pointer with 0.8 seconds remaining in overtime to lift the Sixers over the Raptors 104-101 and give Philadelphia a commanding 3-0 series lead. Embiid had 33 points in the win to go along with 13 boards, and he got it done without James Harden in the extra session. Harden had 19 points before fouling out with 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The Sixers will look to finish off the Raptors Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern. Boston took Game 2 over the Brooklyn Nets 114-107 to go up 2-0 in their best-of-seven series, thanks in part to a dominant fourth quarter by the Celtics. Jaylen Brown had 22 points in the win. Jason Tatum added 19 of his own. Rough night at the office for Kevin Durant. He had 27 points but was 4 of 17 from the field. Kyrie Irving didn't fare much better with only 10 points on 4 of 13 shooting. Bruce Brown was actually the best player for the Brooklyn Nets in this game with 23-8. And that's a problem if you're Brooklyn, if Bruce Brown is the best player on the court for you. The series shifts to Barclays Center Saturday night, Game 3 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. DeMar DeRozan dominated the Bucks with 41 points and was a perfect 9 of 9 at the line as the Bulls even their series at a game apiece against Milwaukee with a 114-110 win. Zach LaVine added 20 points as well for the Bulls, while Giannis had 33 in the losing effort. Chris Middleton had 18 points, but he left the game early after suffering an MCL sprain in his left knee. He will undergo an MRI later today to determine the severity of his injury. Needless to say, this would be a big blow for the Bucks' chances to repeat without their all-star forward if he were to miss any significant time. In other news around the NBA, Luka Doncic felt good after participating fully in practice for the Mavs as they prepare for Game 3 later today against the Utah Jazz. He will be listed as questionable for tonight's game. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports that Game 4 on Monday could be a realistic target for Ben Simmons to make his debut for the Brooklyn Nets, although Steve Nash has remained noncommittal when asked about a potential timeline. Simmons, as you know by now, has not played at all this season and is currently recovering from a herniated disc in his lower back. Surprising news out of the world of college basketball is Villanova coach Jay Wright announced his retirement last night after 21 seasons. Wright won 2 national championships with the Wildcats in 2016 and 2018 and made 4 Final Four appearances, including one this past month. He was also inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2021. Former Fordham coach Kyle Neptune was named Villanova's new head coach. And some big football news, as one of the best wide receivers in the NFL could be on the move soon, as Deebo Samuel has asked the 49ers to trade him. According to multiple reports, Samuel isn't happy with his usage in the 49ers offense and the amount of hits he has taken as a running back. Lastly, a bizarre story out of Washington, D.C., as the U.S. Capitol was briefly evacuated Wednesday night after police identified an aircraft they said posed, quote, a probable threat. It turns out that plane was carrying members of the U.S. Army Golden Knights who parachuted into Nationals Park for a pregame ceremony. Here are the moments we're watching today with 3 more NBA playoff games on the schedule this evening. Game 3 between the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT. That series tied up at a game apiece. Memphis won Game 2 going away by 28 points, so let's see what kind of response Minnesota has with the series shifting north. Mavericks Jazz Game 3, 9 p.m. Eastern on NBA TV. That series is also tied up at 1. And as I mentioned earlier, Luka Doncic listed as questionable for the Mavs. In the nightcap, the Warriors look to go up 3-0 on Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets, 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Steph Curry at 34 off the bench in the Warriors Game 2 win on Monday, so the Nuggets need to come up with an answer for him or they're going to be in a really deep hole. Shifting over to baseball, the Yankees wrap up their series with the Tigers in Comerica Park, 1:10 p.m. Eastern first pitch. Longtime Tigers slugger Miguel Cabrera enters the game one hit shy of 3,000 for his career. Once he gets it, he'll become the 7th member of the exclusive 3,000-hit, 500-home-run club, joining some of the biggest names ever in the sport, including Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Eddie Murray, and Albert Pujols. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we got 3 bets again tonight. The Grizzlies laying 2 points in Minnesota. I like that play. Also like laying the 2 points with the Warriors against the Nuggets. And instead of playing the Mavs-Jazz game, let's take a baseball prop bet. Let's take Miguel Cabrera to make history today and get his 3,000th hit against the Yankees at minus 195. Parlay those three plays together, a $10 wager would win you $46.13. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in sports history. Back in 2012, White Sox pitcher Phillip Umber pitched arguably the most improbable perfect game in MLB history, striking out 9 in the 4-0 victory over the Mariners in Seattle. Umber pitched for 5 big league teams between 2006 and 2013, only compiled a career record of 16-23 and a 5.31 career ERA. But on this day 10 years ago, he was absolutely perfect. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Jared Moore. And if you haven't already, check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss the moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a nice day, and we'll see you tomorrow.